You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So here you were, you went to Vietnam War. Oh my goodness, you know, this is one war that always intrigued me because it's almost like the hidden war. So you had to dig to find out what happened in it. And then so many things. And we had a program called the Pink Room, which is where, you know, where I believe it's Cambodia, they're selling children for a price of a refrigerator through the parents sold the price of a refrigerator and sold her into prostitution. Well, they would prostitute this child out all day long to mostly American men.
Right. Human trafficking.
But then the question was, how did that happen? We found out, well, you go to Vietnam, you find out that Pol Pot came out of the push into Cambodia and President Nixon called you guys out too early. Y'all were almost about to knock it out. And then Pol Pot comes in and removes all the wisdom, the teacher, the leaders, and left these young people there. And he said, today's got day one, God's dead, and this is your new family. So you had this generation grow up without any wisdom, without God. And that's how it got to the point where somebody could trade the refrigerator for their child because there's no values there.
Right.
That was just, so what was it like being involved in that war? I mean, that was
You know, like everybody on the plane flying over to Vietnam in 1971 is when I arrived there. I got out at the end of 72. But you could smell fear. You could feel it.
You're young. How old?
19.
How about?
Well, actually 18, and I did my basic AIT at Fort Knox when I was 18, going on 19.
How old were the guys on the plane? Same age?
Most of them.
Right.
Yeah, most
okay.
of them. Some were older. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, 20, 21, you know, during the time in Vietnam. But I'll tell you, you could feel the fear. I remember getting off in Cambodia. I mean, in Cam Ranh Bay in Vietnam, getting off the plane, and you could smell human bodies being burned
wow.
in the field.
Oh, my goodness.
That had died. They were burning these bodies. The smell of death, you know. And I remember gathering there to wait to receiving orders of where we're going to be stationed.
You had no idea where you're going to be stationed.
No idea. And then when they are calling out the names, and it says, okay, Lentini. Saigon, Third Field Hospital,
oof.
A non-combat area.
Wow!
In a hospital,
wow.
I couldn't believe. And everybody turned and looked at me and said, "Man, how did you rate?"
Right.
The Lord had literally provided for me not to be.
You
in
weren't
front
a believer
lines.
Then.
I was
no,
not a believer,
yeah, yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
sent me to a non-combat area in the headquarters of South Vietnam to a hospital. So my experience in Vietnam was seeing the after effects of the war.
Very
the
tragic.
People brought into the hospital with no legs, no arms, right. hooked on drugs, you know, damaged in some way. And by the grace of God, you know.
Well, there were literally World War I, I believe they would actually put people on the front lines. Maybe was it 24 hours or one day or something. But Vietnam, they would literally take the guys out there, put them on the front line to extend the period of time, then take them back. And get them drunk, give them all this stuff, you know, that they would
call it.
And then they would put them right back out again.
Right.
I mean, the time on the front line was just unheard of.
And, the bad thing, too, was that it was an unpopular war.
Yeah.
And you had a nation at home divided over that war. A younger generation marching in the streets and protesting, kind of like a lot of the protests we're seeing now for various things, political. But back then, you know, against that war. And so you had these guys coming home, and I experienced this when I got off the plane in Oakland, California, in San Francisco. And I remember, you know, people yelling at you, baby
were
killers.
Were you in uniform?
Yeah, we're in uniform.
Okay.
And, you know, so you
You're saying what, baby killers?
Yeah, they were yelling at, you know,
talk to
radicals
about,
about what was happening over in Vietnam. And, you know, so you had, you know, the guys that were there, it was a very confusing time, to say the least. In fact, you know, you can almost liken the confusion in America back then to the confusion that we're facing right now, right now in America.
Yeah, well, we'll talk more about that. I know that the Lord spoke prophetically through Chuck Pierce and laid it on my heart that we're going to experience that it'll be like 1968 all over again,
right.
you know, during those times. So when older folks say we were going to fight a war, it's our boys and our girls that die in the
That's
war that
right.
we say. We've got to really think about
right.
it could cost us our nation by sending our young men. It needs to be something definitely a righteous, and that was over communism, right? They were like
the domino theory,
you know, dealt with against communism, which was, you know, a significant threat they thought at the particular time.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.